Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Good morning. Welcome. Today's portion, the sixth portion of Noso, chapter 7, verse 42. We're going through the offerings of the 12 tribes over the first 12 days of dedication of the tabernacle. This portion takes us back to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the month of Nisan, the year 2449, when the heads of tribes, the governors of the tribes, approached Moshe and they said, "We would like to bring a dedication offering to the temple, to the tabernacle." And Moshe said, "I'm not sure. Let me check with Hashem." And Hashem blessed the offering. And so we find that on the first day, the first tribe, Yehuda, brought the offering. The second day, the tribe of Yisachar brought the offering. The third day, the tribe of Zvulun, and so on and so forth. Each day, a different tribe brought the offering. So today's portion begins with Bayom HaShishi, on the sixth day of Nisan, the sixth day of the dedication of the tabernacle. Nosi was the leader, was the turn of the leader of Livnei God, of the tribe of God, El Yosef ben Du'uel. His name was El Yosef, son of Du'uel, Karbonai. His offering was Karas Kesav Achas, one silver dish, Shleishim Umeya Mishkola, weighing 130 shekels, Mizrak Echad Kesef, one silver basin, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKadosh, weighing 70 shekels, Shnehem, both of those Meleim were filled, Soles with the finest flour, Blulav HaShemen, mingled with olive oil, the Mincha as a meal offering, along with Kaf Achas, one pan, Asorazov, 10 shekels of gold, Meleak Teiras, filled with incense, Par Echad, one bull, Ben Bakar, a young bull, Ayel Echad, one ram, Keves Echad, Ben Shnosei Le'ela, one male lamb, as a burnt offering, Sir Izim Echad L'chatos, one male goat as a sin offering. Well, the Zevach HaShlomim and a peace offering, Bokar Shnayim, were two oxen. Elim Chamisha, Atudim Chamisha, Kvasim Reshona Chamisha. Five rams, five male goats, five lambs of the first year. Zed, the above was, Korban, the offering. El Yosef ben Du'uel. Now, we learned earlier in Rashi, if we go back for a moment to the portion of the second of the tribes, this of Yisachar, earlier, verse 18, Rashi gives us the symbolism. Rashi tells us earlier, 130 shekels was the weight. What's the symbolism of 130? So we learned earlier that when Adam Arishon, when Adam brought children into the world that would bring about the future of this world, meaning when Adam and Eve had Shase, Seth, Adam and Eve were 130 years old. That's the symbolism of 130. Mizrak Echad Kesef, we learned earlier in Rashi, has the numerical value of 520, corresponding to Noah, who number one was 500 years old when he began having children. 20 years before that, there was the decree of the flood when he was 480 years old. 70 shekels, Rashi said earlier, corresponds to the 70 nations who emerged from Noah. Kaf Achas, said Rashi earlier, is the Torah, which was given from the palm. Kaf could mean a palm of Hashem. Asoro Zov, 10 gold shekels weight, corresponding to the Ten Commandments. Meleo Ketores, the word Ketores in the Atbash system is valued at 613. And then Rashi told us that the one bull corresponds to Avraham, where it says Vayikach ben Bokar, the one ram corresponds to Yitzchak, Vayikach Esa'il, the one lamb corresponds to Yaakov. The goat corresponds to the sale of Yosef, where it says they slaughtered a goat. And the peace offerings, two oxen, refers to Moshe and Aaron, who brought peace and unity and harmony between the Jewish people and Hashem. And then there were the rams, the male goats, and the male lambs, the three types corresponding to the three types of Jews, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, corresponding to the three parts of the written law, the Tanakh, Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim, the three sets of five, corresponding to the five books of Moses, the five commandments on the first tablet, the five commandments on the second tablet. These are the symbolism which we learned earlier in Rashi, and Rashi brings it down by the teachings of the offering of the second tribe, Yisachar. And the reason Rashi brings it down by the second tribe, if this is a lesson for all tribes, he should have brought it down by Yehuda, by the first tribe. The Rebbe explains that it's only in the second tribe that it becomes a question. Why is he repeating it? The first time around, we need it for the simple interpretation. The second time around, the fact that it's being repeated begs an answer. Why? The answer is because there is symbolism. Now, if truth be told, although Rashi does not bring down different symbolism for every single tribe, nevertheless, the Medroshim have different symbolism for every single tribe, and I brought with me just a sample. This comes from the Me'am Lois, which is a collection of Medroshim and other interpretations of the oral law. Bayom HaShishi Nosi Livnei God El Yosef Ben De'uel. So that's what we just learned. The allusion of this leader corresponds to the event of the Exodus of Egypt. Why? Being that Yaakov blessed God. What was the blessing Yaakov gave to God? God gedu jigudena v'hu yagudokev. Meaning that the tribe of God should be fierce warriors. They crossed the Jordan and they went ahead as pioneers. They were the scouts, they were the Rambos, and they did battle against the Canaanites. And then they came back to their place in Transjordan, and they were the beneficiaries of many possessions, and being that when they emerged from Egypt, they were well armed, as it says, Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. They were armed when they left Egypt. They helped their brothers, conquering Eretz Yisrael, and then they went and divided all the goods. Therefore, the offering that the head of this tribe brought alluded and hints to the event of Exodus from Egypt. So, now we get into it. Ka'aro, the word ka'aro, karas kesav achas, ka'aro corresponds to Yocheved and Moshe. Because ka'aro has the letters of kerah. And this is an allusion to Kriyas Yamsu, the splitting of the sea. And Kesef means desire. Amram separated from Yocheved before Moshe was born. And then, it says, Vayikach Ish mi Beis Levi, he married her again. This was by the advice of Miriam, as is explained at great length in Shmos. And it weighed 130, an allusion to the fact that Yocheved was 130 when Moshe was born. Explaining earlier the symbolism of this. Mizrok Echod Kesef. The word Mizrok comes from the word Zorak. Moshe was thrown into the river. 70 was the weight, the 70 elders that Moshe appointed. Both filled with fine flour. They were both filled with a Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Kaf Achas Asora, reflecting the 10 plagues with which Moshe smote Egypt. The fact that it was part silver and part gold refers to the spoils of Egypt and the spoils at the sea. Because the spoils of the sea were more than Egypt. So the silver alludes to the spoils of Egypt. The gold alludes to the spoils of the sea. Meleok Teres alludes to the fact that the Jewish people gathered up in Egypt a lot of silver and gold and many different types of incense. Three types of offerings alludes to the three shepherds which the Jewish people had in the desert, Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. The manna came down in the merit of Moshe, the pillars of cloud in the merit of Aharon, the water the well which rolled along with the Jewish people, or as my dad, a blessed memory, used to say, the rock and roll, flowed along with the Jewish people for 40 years in the merit of Miriam. And this also alludes to the three wonderful qualities which the Jewish people had, through which they merited to be taken out of Egypt. They did not change their name, their language, and they separated themselves from immoral activities. The goat for sin offering alludes to the paschal sacrifice. Also, the fact that they separated themselves from idol worship. Zebach HaShlomim Bokar Shnayim is Yaakov and Yosef, in whose merit the Jewish people were taken out of Egypt. B'nei Yaakov Yosef Selah. Moshe and Aaron, who made the miracles by the instruction of Hashem. And finally, the rams, Elim Chamisha, Atudim Chamisha, these three types of sacrifice, corresponded to the three patriarchs. The 12 tribes are 15, so 3 times 5 is 15. 12 tribes plus 3 patriarchs, corresponding to the three camps of the Shechinah, the Leviah, and Yisrael, and the 12 Shvatim, again 15. And when Hashem saw all of these offerings, he said, Ah, ze korban el Yosef ben du'uel. That's just an example of the interpretation on God. And this goes on for every single tribe, which we're not going to go into. Okay, so that was God. Now comes the seventh Ephraim. Bayom HaShvi Nasi Lifnei Ephraim on 48 Elishama ben Amiud. And the words are virtually identical, so we'll go through it quite quickly. Karbone, his offering, karas kesev achas, one silver dish. Shleishim umeya mishkola, 130 shekels. Mizrak echav kesev, one silver basin. Shivim shekel b'shekel hakedesh, 70 shekels of the holy shekel. Shnei amaleim, both filled. Selus with fine flour, blul of Hashem and mingled with oil. Leminchas, a meal offering, kapachas, one pan. Asar azov of 10 shekels of gold, melei hakedesh, filled with incense. Par echad ben bokar, ayel echad kevesachad mashnasi le'ela, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb, burnt offering, sidis of echad lechatos, or the zebach hashlam and bokar shnayim, and sacrifices of peace offerings, two oxen, elim chamisha, atudim chamisha, kvasim nishana chamishim, chamisha, five rams, five goats, five lambs of the first year, ze korban elishoma ben amiud. Now we go to the eighth day, by Yom HaShmini, Nasi Livnei Menashe, Gamliel, son of Pedotzer, Korbonai, again identical, Karas Kesev Achas, Shleishim Umeya Mishkola, Mizrak Echad Kesev, Shivim Shekel, B'Shekel HaKedesh, Shneim Meleim Selas, Blul of Hashem Elamincha, Kaf Achas, Asar Azov Melei HaKedesh, Par Echad Ben Bokar, Ayel Echad, Keves Echad Ben Shnasi Le'ila, Sirizim Echad Lechatas, Ulzevach HaShlam Bokar Shnayim, Elim Chamisha, Atudim Chamisha, Kvasim Nishana Chamisha. This is the offering of Gamliel ben Pedotzer by Yemachi. On the ninth day comes the tribe of Binyamin, Avidon ben Gidoni, Karboni Karas Kesef Hachas, Shleishim Meyam Bishkol, Mizrak Echad Kesef, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKedesh, Shneihem Meleim, Seiles, Bluv Hashem Elimincha, Kapachas, Asar Azov, Melei Akteres, Parechad Ben Bokar, Ayel Echad, Kevesachad Bishnas Yoleh, Sirizim Echad Lechatos, Lezevach HaShlam, Bokar Shnayim Lechamisha, Atunim Chamisha, Kvasim Rishon Lechamisha, Zer Korban Avidon Ben Gidoni. Now we come to the tenth day, Bayom HaAsiri, is Don, Achieze Ben Amishadei, Korbonei Karas Kesev Achas, Shloshim Umeya Mishkolim Bizok Echad Kesev, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, Shneim Meleim Solas, Blul of Hashem Elimincha, Kapachas, Asar Azov, Melei Akteres. We're going through the sacrifices here. They are identical for each tribe, par echad, ben bokar ayel echad kevesecha b'shnasi lo'ela, sirizim echad l'chatas ul'zebach ha'shlam b'bokar shnayim, elim chamisha atunim chamisha b'osim l'shon chamisha, ze korban achieze ben amishode b'yeim ashtei osar yeim. On the 11th day is osher, nasi livnei osher, pagil ben ochron, korbonai karashesev achas, shleishim meyem b'shkola, mizrak echad kesef, shibushekel b'shekel ha'kedesh, shneim meleim seiles, bulav Hashem elimincha, kap achas, asar azov melei akteres, par echad ben bokar, ayel echad kevesecha b'shnasu leila, sirizim echad lechatos, zavach ha'shlam bokar shnayim, elim chamisha, atunim chamisha, gosim leishon ha'chamisha, ze korban pagiel ben ochron. So the 11th day of Nisan was the offering of osher, B'yom Shnei Masur Yom, and finally on the 12th day, Nasi Livnei Naphtali, Achira Ben Enon Karboni, his offering was Karas Kesem Achas, one silver dish, Shleishim Umeya, Mishkola, 130 shekels, Mizrak Echad Kesem, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKedesh, one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, Shneim Aleim Seles, Bulav Hashem Elamincha, Kap Achas, Asora Meleach Tedes. By the way, I saw an interesting interpretation. If you look at verse 80, which is one of the places where he brings this down again and again, Kap Achas, it means one pan, Asora Zov, 10 shekels, Meleach Toras, full of incense. This, according to an interpretation, interestingly enough, alludes to charity. That if a person gives a minimum of 10% to charity, kaf, achas, if somebody gives with one hand, kaf could mean a palm, as we learned earlier. Asoro, he gives 10%. His reward is that God gives him zohov meleya, filled with gold. That the reward for tzedakah, for 10%, is that Hashem fills a person with gold. Another allusion here to the idea of 10%. We learned just earlier that the 70 shekels corresponds to the 70 nations. How many nations does Israel make up? Israel is the land of seven nations. The general population represents 70 nations. That Israel represents 10% of the world. The world in the time of Noah was 70 nations. Israel got seven nations. Just another interesting observation in this portion, which is very repetitious. 81. Par echad ben bokar, ayel echad keves echad ben shtosli, lo'elo, sirizim echad dechatas, ozabach hashlom bokar shnaim, Elim Chamisha, Atudim Chamisha, Kvasim Neshona Chamisha, Zeh, this would be Korban, the offering, Achira ben Einon. So we went through over the last 2 days, all of the 12 tribes and their offerings. And I want to repeat again that there is different interpretation for every one of the tribes and their offerings. Rashi only brings down one, but I shared a sample under God. Okay, end of today's Chumash portion.